Or do we decide the other way? Do we decide we want to continue drinking alcohol? Now, my organization has spent, I don't know how many billions of dollars, trying to come up with a system that not only treats alcoholism as a medical problem, but also treats drugs. And so far, there's been a failure. Success rate has been about 5%. And I just believe that more money is the answer. The answer is right here within this room, among the citizens themselves. Do they want to drink alcohol or don't they? And if they do they want to continue having the problems that alcohol brings? That is the whole question. To have a lot of programs, a lot of psychologists, going out and talking with people. Sure, there's some peripheral successes. And I don't mean to demean the fact that there are some. But I don't believe that's the answer. I believe the answer is determined. Either we have it or we don't. And if we have it, then we must aggressively pursue such programs as we are now, spending quite a bit of money, a lot of human resources. If we don't have it, then we must also aggressively pursue those people that are selling the liquor, those people that are producing it, and those people that are selling it. And it's up to us to determine which is the greater cost.
Thank you.
Anyone else?
Yes, I'm a teacher. Previous to coming to Bethel, I worked in alcoholism counseling. I would like to reinforce the idea that, yes, there is a need in the educational system to take the children, to orient them into, I would say, a truthful way of thinking, to maybe work with some of these past concepts, relevant concepts that if you drink, you will be relaxed. If you drink, it will keep you warm. Some of these different concepts and just a whole new type of education, a truthful education, this type of thing. And I would think that you could start with a very smaller, you know, in a visual type way, working on a through the program. I know there would be complications dealing with students at high school level. This is very difficult to confront the student and say, hey, you're in a household, both your parents drink. There's a decision there whether the student would stay in that particular environment or the student would leave. That is much more complicated. I would not know the answer for that, but I would just simply like to say that from an educational aspect, yes, I reinforce it, and yes, I think it should be done in the school, be quite possible for a long-range point of view.
Good, thank you. Anyone else wish to comment?
Yes, sir.
My name
is Trevor Jacobs, and I think that
additional comments.
If you're interested in videotape, all you have to do is walk between here and the on the way down here. I saw three different cases of people in various stages of intoxication. It doesn't require any great imagination in this particular locality to find people that are intoxicated. The problem is so huge in this area virtually any time of the day. And I've worked almost all the 24 hours in the day in the community. You can see people walking around with a drunk, just plain drunk. And yet they haven't been to Anchorage, they haven't been to Fairbanks, and they haven't been to Red Devil. Something like that.
Well, it is. They could say the name on my list.